Katie Pilichowski is one of Indiana University's top astronomers. She holds the Kirkwood Chair at IU, was a staff member at the National Optical Astronomy Observatories, and is a past president of the American Astronomical Society. She and the rest of the astronomy department are gearing up for the Great American Total Eclipse that will sweep across the nation in the early afternoon of Monday, August 21st. Katie talks about the eclipse and her love for science as she joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest in the studio, Catherine Katie Pilichowski. What's on everybody's mind this month is the
eclipse.
Oh my
coming up.
I can't wait. I'm going to be there.
Where exactly?
Well, I'm going to go down to Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
That's what I recommend for everyone.
No.
Nobody should miss this event.
Don't tell them that. They'll elbow me out of the way. What's going to happen, if anything, here at Indiana University?
So here, we're just partial. It's pretty extreme partial. We're going to have 94% of the sun covered by the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot. There's just going to be a little crescent left over. The campus, thanks to the provost and the Arts and Humanities Council, is planning a big party to celebrate the eclipse, which is going to be wonderful. It's going to be headquartered in the amphitheater, the brand new amphitheater on the campus.
Wow.
There's going to be a band and special moon pies and cookies and things. there's going to be, I think, a poetry slam and special presentations about eclipses in history and the folklore of eclipses. Many of the departments on campus are getting involved, except the astronomy department, because we're all going away.
Don't tell them. All right, now. The question is, if I'm walking down the street at the period of totality, and I'm not looking up in the sky because I don't want to burn my retinas, right?
Right.
Okay. How will I know? Will I know? Will I be able to see a difference?
You will be able to see a difference.
Uh-huh.
There will be some dimming. It will be a little darker than usual, maybe
mm-hmm.
like on a very cloudy day.
Yeah.
I think the most... There are two really striking things that you would see just walking down the street. One is, if you happen to walk under a tree, you will see many small crescent-shaped bright spots. These are basically images of the sun produced by little cracks between the leaves.
Yeah.
And they'll produce images of the eclipse sun, so you see many little crescents.
Very similar to when we were kids, we would make the little pinhole
exactly.
boxes. Allowing
exactly.
a tiny little ray to come in.
And you get an image of the sun from that.
Yeah.
So it'll be a beautiful crescent. The other thing that I think will be really obvious is your shadow. So normally shadows are pretty fuzzy. And that's because the sun is half a degree across in angle.
Mm-hmm.
So the edges of the shadows are fuzzy. You get light from one side of the sun, the other side of the sun. That displaces your shadow a little bit, and it looks fuzzy. But when we have that thin crescent, shadows will become very sharp. So if you hold out your hand, you'll be able to easily see the shadows of your individual fingers.
Oh, that's what we recommend that to everybody in Bloomington.
I think so.
Hold out your hand, spread your fingers, and see a nice shadow on the concrete.
Very sharp shadow. Yeah, so I recommend that every one of your viewers get a solar viewer so they can actually look directly at the solar eclipse. If they can't, don't look without a viewer. But if you don't have a viewer, get an old shoebox.
Yeah.
You can make a pinhole camera, cut out a little rectangle on one side, put some tinfoil on it, punch a very small hole.
Right.
On the inside, the opposite end of the box, put a white card. And then if you point, cover it up, cut a little hole in the side so you can see the white card. If you point the pinhole at the sun, it'll form an image of the sun, of the eclipse sun, right on the white card.
What happens if I haven't listened to this show? And why I wouldn't, I don't know. But I haven't listened to this show and I haven't heard the warning, don't look at the sun. What can happen?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. So in that case, looking at any part of the sun, it doesn't have to be a full sun, any little sliver of the sun that's not covered by the moon will form an image on your retina.
Mm-hmm.
And the brightness is so great that it will damage the cells of the retina.
For how long?
Damage will be permanent.
Ooh. So even the 94% coverage is dangerous.
Because there'll be a piece of the sun not covered. That thin crescent will burn anyone's retina.
I'm going to pop this on you, Katie. There's a minor planet named after you. It was discovered in 1999 by a fella named R.A. Tucker. They named that minor planet 17025 Pilichowski. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that neat?
Roy is an amazing fellow, Roy Tucker. He was an amateur astronomer, but also worked at the National Solar Observatory.
Ah.
And on his own, he built a backyard telescope to search for asteroids. And he found a bunch, and he was very kind to name one for me.
The research that you do, this is interesting. You get to figure out a little bit about the history of our galaxy, the Milky Way. You study star clusters in the Milky Way to figure out where the heck it all came from.
That's right. It's pretty amazing. There are old star clusters and young star clusters. We can figure out how old they are. And that tells us how the composition of the Milky Way has changed over time.
How did you get interested in this stuff, and why did you become a big shot in astronomy?
Hey, the big shot part I'm not so sure about,
but
I can tell
sure.
you about the fun part.
Okay.
So I was a child back in the 50s and 60s and was very much influenced by the space race, right?
Mm-hmm.
The launching of the first humans in orbit around the Earth, the need for the nation to develop more scientific capability.
Mm-hmm.
That all played out in my schools, in the classes I took, in the teachers I had. And my mother enrolled me in a book club. It was called the All About Science Book Club. Every month I got a book in the mail about something.
Mm-hmm.
Science, meteorology, dinosaurs, astronomy, almost all sorts, any science you could imagine. Because it had my name on it, I thought I had to read it. So I did, and I loved those books. I learned so much on my own, reading quietly, you know, just sitting, reading these books. And I found that's what I enjoyed the most. It was the astronomy part that I loved the most.
Well, here's an interesting thing. In 2015, the Pew Research did a study, and they said, do you know the difference between astronomy and astrology? You want to know how many people knew the difference?
Oh, don't depress me.
No, it's not going to. Oh. I was surprised.
Okay.
73% of Americans knew the difference a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Between astronomy and astrology.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's all. They knew the difference.
They knew the difference. That didn't mean they believed one or the other.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
But they knew the difference. Well, that's really encouraging. Nonetheless, I have to say it's discouraging to me when I get an email from a student saying, I want to talk to you about my astrology class.
I'm going to tie it in with what's going to happen on August 21st. Now, astrologers are telling us that our current president, he was born during, according to them, an eclipse. Therefore, he is especially susceptible to eclipses. This is what's going around right now. Isn't that fascinating?
That is. That is.
And so something may happen then or in the near future after the eclipse.
Well, I hope the president is planning to see this eclipse. If I were president, that's one of the things I'd put on my calendar. I would encourage every one of your listeners to go to Southern Illinois, to go to Western Kentucky, to go to Middle Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and witness this event.
Now, that's something that my guest, Catherine Katie Pilichowski, a big deal in the astronomy department at Indiana University, she's going to be watching that eclipse in August, August 21st. Katie, thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
We got to do both.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for inviting me.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab on our website, wfhb.org.